Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today, and we welcome you to worship with us in spirit and in truth. In our call to worship today, I'm in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, which reads, "Dead flies cause the anointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." That verse of Scripture goes back a long time and takes us back to the days of the apothecary, where drugstores used to make all kinds of creams and even perfumes and things of that nature. And sometimes they would, after squeezing the petals of leaves or doing whatever, they would leave the oils open. And every once in a while, a fly would make its way over to where those oils were and would get stuck inside of it and would die there. No one wants to find a fly or some other insect inside of something that they use to, put perfume on with or things of that nature. And that's the point of being made here. You don't want your ointment contaminated. And the point of this is that a little bit of folly, just a little bit, will disrupt the reputation of someone that's known for wisdom and honor. How much? Just a little. I think that in these days in which we live, we think it's all right to do a little. It's okay. Nobody's going to say anything. But God is our reckoner. He's the one that we have to stand before. We're not going to stand before this culture. We're not going to have to give an account to anybody that's in power over us other than being alive and doing what we do. But when it comes to the facts of the truth here, just a little bit of sin is enough to destroy your reputation. And you have got to guard your reputation. There's a site called Reputation Defender. Well, they actually go on and they'll go through all your social media. They'll go through all that stuff and they'll look for any bad things that are there, and then they'll go after them to get those deleted. All right? Because they're wanting to defend the reputation of the individual that's paying money to do that. Well, I want to tell you something. You're the best defender. The best thing to do is stay out of trouble. The best thing to do is do right. I had camp this week, so I'm going to have a few illustrations from camp. And, you have those kids that are the tattletales. They everything. So-and-so did this in the bounce house. Who was it? I don't know, but he had a green shirt. And you look over there, and there's six kids with green shirts, and say, all of them did it? And then you the next few minutes later, there's another child that comes up and said, he told me to buzz off. And I don't know what that means. Okay? I said, he wants you just to leave him alone. Oh, okay. And then back they'd go. It's like that in camp. You got a lot of that stuff going on with girls and boys and things that happen and so forth like that. And you begin to realize that, and you start telling kids, now listen, they wouldn't tell you to buzz off if you were friendly to them, all right? So be friendly to them. A little folly can destroy a lot. It just takes one stick of dynamite, and you can take a building down, you can take a car out, you can do all kinds, you can kill somebody. It doesn't take a lot. A person can drown in a spoonful of water. A little folly can destroy your reputation. That's why, Christian, you and I need to do right all the time. Do what's right. Don't just do something. Do what's right. And preserve your reputation. That's important, because it doesn't take much to destroy it. And then try to get it back. That's a whole nother process. God can forgive, but the culture doesn't. They always remember. You were the one that did this. You were the one that did that. So God help us today as we've gathered together in His house to keep the dead flies out of the ointment. Amen? And let's keep the folly out so that we can maintain a reputation that honors and glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ.